Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
This is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. I hope you're having a great night. I just want to say God bless you, and sit back and relax. I have some great music planned for you for tonight, and I hope that you guys will be blessed tonight. We haven't done Blog Talk Radio in quite some time. But I just want to thank you guys for those who come around and who support the Heart Love Radio Show. We'll get things started right now with At All Times by Timothy A. Williams. This is a good friend of mine from Georgia. Hope you guys like this.
Got no more tears left to cry, so I'll have to dry my eyes. What's done is done, there's no way I can change it now. I've never hurt like this before. It's like my heart's been thrown on the floor. But this too shall pass, right now I just don't know how. We are not alone, whose hope cannot be seen. I'm in a place where all I can do is just believe. So I will bless the Lord at all times. I'll trust His word during these times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. I'll trust His word during these times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth. When my world seems to be closing in, and I have to begin again, I will bless the that my joy will come in the morning. But it's darkness I feel, and it's fighting to take control. Can't let my feelings get in the way. I know I'll see a brighter day. I'll hold on to His word and never ever let it go. A broken heart, you said that you won't. I will find the strength to lift my hands and lift my eyes, and I will bless the Lord at all times. I'll trust His word during these times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. I'll trust His word during these times, continually be in my mouth when my world seems to be closing in, and I have to begin again. I will bless the
going on, guys. It's G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live. Please share this video with your friends, with your neighbors. Today's topic is reinforcing your faith. Why is reinforcing your faith so important? Because when you're dealing with life's issues, when you're dealing with things, we talk about faith and everything. And when you're dealing with things, we yell out faith. You gotta have faith. And we talk about what faith is. But when you're in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a trial, sometimes you need to reinforce your faith. You need to help build up your faith. You know, the enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And while he's doing that, we need to be building up ourselves and our faith. And sometimes what happens is that we become lax. We become relaxed. And we kind of forget that we are in a battle. I'm not sure about you, but there have been times when I've forgotten that I am in a battle. We're in a battle over our souls. We're in a battle of our life because the enemy's trying to take us out. But we have to reinforce our faith. And what happened is this, this morning when I woke up, I was like, what am I going to talk about today? What am I going to talk about? And God led me to Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 6, it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And if we're Christians and we're saying we we're saying we're going to follow God, we're going to follow, Jesus Christ, and all these things we say, sometimes we have to remember that we want to please God, and without faith, it is impossible to please Him. We got to believe, regardless of what the situation is saying, or regardless of what it appears to be, appears to look like, we have to believe, regardless of how long it might take. The wait sometimes is long. Sometimes the hardest thing in the whole storm is the wait. And because if we say we believe God, then, you know, we go to Him, we have to believe that He exists and that He rewards those who diligently and earnestly seek Him. And, you know, and what happened was that I kept on reading, like verse 7. It says, by faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. And as I kept on reading, by faith, this person, by faith, that person. And what God was telling me, when you talk about reinforcing your faith, reinforce your faith. And that's what happened. That's what God has placed in my heart, and that's what I would like to talk to you guys about tonight. You know, first of all, sometimes when the foundation becomes a little wobbly or something like that, sometimes you have to reinforce things. Sometimes things get out of pocket, things get moved, and it's not as tight as it used to be. Same thing with our belief, with our faith, with our walk, with our Christian walk. Sometimes we have to stop and adjust things. Adjust things. Make sure everything is secure. Make sure everything can withstand what's going to come next. What's going to happen? And so we have to do the same thing with our faith. We have to reinforce it sometimes. We have to build ourselves up in our faith. And I want to say this. First of all, you're worth it. You know, it's easy for us to sometimes throw in the towel or to believe to allow the enemy that we're not good enough or that we'll never make it. You know, we can sit here in this spot and we can be like, I'm never going to make it to the next level. And then when we go into that whole thing, it becomes a vicious cycle. And what happens is that we forget the whole key thing is that you are worth it. I want to tell you today that you are worth it. You are worth reinforcing your faith. God didn't just create you to just live on this planet. God created you for a purpose. And sometimes we forget about the purpose because of the things we're going through, because of things we're facing. We forget about the purpose because life has knocked us down. Have you ever felt knocked down? You know, so in reinforcing your faith, I want to tell you, first of all, you're worth it. You are worth investing in yourself. You are worth it. And I'm going to say this. Some of my friends are going to be coming. What's going on, Beth? What's going on? Some of my friends are going to be coming on next week. Dr. Nicole Wagner. I call her Dr. Nicole. And Mia, a friend of hers, Mia. We're going to be talking about your health and things like that. You're worth it. You got to take care of your body. You got to take care of your temple. So they're going to be here next week. Same way as in everything else. And I just threw that in there. But you are worth it. You're worth every tear. You're worth every breath. You're worth every amount of blood that Jesus shed on the cross. You're worth it because He gave His life for you. So I need for you, and this goes for me as well, to take that time to reinforce your faith. Whatever it is that you believe in, take that time to build up on that faith. Now stop worrying about things that don't matter. If you really want to please God, you've got to have faith. You can't please Him without faith. Everything we do has to be built upon our faith. You know, because faith is what's going to get you through your situation. But you have to believe that you are worth it. You have to believe that you need to invest. What's up, Trina? Please share this video on your pages too, guys. I appreciate you guys. You know, you got to believe that you're worth it. You have to believe that you are worth it. Why did I say that? Because so many of us do not believe that we are worth it. We don't believe that we are worth taking the time to build ourselves up, to want the finer things in life, to get to the next level. We don't believe that. And how do I know that? Because we don't act like it. We don't act that like it. What's up, Trina? Amen. We don't act like it. But reinforcing your faith, whatever you're going to do, do it in faith and believing. Let me tell you this. This past year, I've been tried like, I don't know. I've been to the mountaintop. I've been to the valley low. I've been, you know, sometimes I've just existed. And God blessed me with people around me to speak life into my situation. And I'm going to say this. You don't know what people are going through. Some people might look like they have it all together and could be dying deep inside. You know, but yet sometimes we judge by what we see. When you really take the time to really get to know people, you understand people are struggling. People are struggling to accept themselves. People are struggling to fit in to society. People are struggling to go after dreams, but they don't want to put out the work that it takes to get to the next place. You know, sometimes we say, I want the things of God, but when things start becoming rough, we throw in the towel. And sometimes we want to throw away our faith. Now, you know, we talk about faith as a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, as my cousin would say to me, to remember, now faith is a substance of things hoped for. You know, sometimes we forget to hold on to that faith. We forget to guard our hearts with all diligence, because out of our heart are the issues of life. We forget about all these things, and we forget that we are worth it. And we sometimes want to throw in the towel. Perhaps you're at that stage. You know, it looks like the world is going crazy. It's getting crazier and crazier. And you might be feeling like, look, I'm getting tired of dealing with this. You know, I almost said some things, but I'm on live. But you get the point. I feel you. I feel your pain. I feel it because I've been there myself. I want to tell you, you know, we got to reinforce our faith. You know, let me tell you this. I had a chain with a little tiny glass, and it was filled with the mustard seed. It was so tiny. And I want to tell you, when I was going through, my faith was probably half the size of a mustard seed. I was still holding on. I was still holding on, even though I was ready to give up. Even though I was ready to give up, I was ready to throw it all away. But thank God for people. Thank God for a praying mama. As Helen Baylor is talking about her praying grandmother, thank God for a praying mother. Thank God for praying friends. You know, you are worth it. And I had to remember, I'm worth it. If I say I want to please God, I've got to have the faith. I got to go to him. With a mindset of, I believe in you. I believe that you will say what you said you would do in my life, what you said you would do in your word. But you are worth it. Why am I staying on you are worth it? You are worth taking that time to reinforce your faith. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself spiritually. You are worth it. You are worth taking the time to pray, to find a quiet place and shut everything off. Don't shut it off just yet. Wait till you have this conversation. But then just getting into that quiet place where you can really spend time, really hear what God wants to say to you. I want to tell you this. God wants the best for you. God wants the best for you. If you have your Bibles, you know, feel free to join with me. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, that's where it says, I'm going there right now, guys. I'm going there right now. Jeremiah 29:11. I know I can say it by heart, but I'm not going to just I want to make sure I'm saying it correctly. Verse 11, it says this. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. I just want to tell you what's going on, Joyce, JR, that God wants the best for you. So take that time to reinforce your faith, because God's plans for you are yea and amen. God's plans are for you to succeed. God's plan is for you to make it through your situation and see how he's blessed you. What's going on, Noble? And I want to tell you this. You've come too far to turn back now. That's another reason why you're worth it. You know, for those of you who might feel like, you know, I'm ready to just throw in the towel. I'm getting tired of going through my trials and tribulations. I'm tired of this. I want you to know you've come too far to turn back now. It's like that story of the person who's walking, and it's like, when am I going to get to my destination? And then when you turn back, you realize you've come too far to turn back. So you got to just keep on going. You got to stay the course. Stay on the journey. Stay on the journey because it's worth it. Stay on the journey because you can get to the next level if you just have faith. That's because, you know, the grace is not given to swift nor to the strong, but to the one who endures till the end. You've come too far to turn back now. Reinforcing your faith. Therefore, take that time. Journal if you need to journal. Take the time. Meditate. Meditate on God's words. Meditate on God's word. Meditate on things that God is speaking to your heart. Then I want you to realize this, that Jesus gave his life for you. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Therefore, reinforce your faith. Reinforce what you believe in. Now, guys, the guys who are there, who are sitting there looking, you know, talk to me. Talk to me. Communicate back and forth. Type. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what are you getting from this conversation? Because I don't want it just to be a one way. You know, I want this to be something that we're all involved in, wherever you are. But anyway, I just want to thank you guys for coming through anyway. We'll keep it going. You know, reinforcing your faith is something that is part of living. It's part of life. You know, we've got to take that time to adjust. Just like when the car is when the wheels are kind of loose, you know, you kind of go and tighten tighten the wheels up. If there's something that's loose or that's kind of almost broken, you want to fix it. You want to repair it. You want to mend it. Reinforcing your faith. Why? Because it's necessary. Why? Because if you're dealing with depression, it's easier to stay in depression rather than to go ahead and say, you know, let me reinforce my faith. Let me build up my faith. Let me encourage myself. That's how we have to encourage ourselves. Reinforce your faith when you're feeling down. Turn some gospel music. Turn on your favorite gospel artist. You know, listen to your favorite preacher. Read the word. Pray. But reinforce your faith. Yeah, you say that right, Spencer. Hey, Spencer, sitting still is very important. Thank you, JR. Thank you so much. You know, yeah, sitting still is very, very important. Taking the time to meditate and really, really hearing what God is trying to say to you. You know, just clear your mind of all the mess, all the situations, all the circumstances you've been going through. That helps so much. And you might be saying, what does this have to do with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6? which I'll read again. It says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Some of you out there, you might really love the Lord, but the situation is just so hard to deal with. You know, I'm going to get back to that in a minute. Trina says this, reinforce your faith. I need to hear this word. Praise God, Trina. You know, Trina, I think sometimes, Trina, we forget that we've got to take the time to reinforce our faith. Yeah, because when we're going through, I don't know about you, but I was at a point, I was just going through, I was just getting beat up here, there, everywhere. It just felt like I was just all alone. Whereas, see, like most of my relationships, things have changed. You know, but sometimes God allows some things to happen so we can get in that private, that place where he has our full attention. But even in that, we got to take the time to reinforce our faith. You know, you got to take the time to build yourself up, that time to really see God. Why am I going through this? What are you wanting me to learn? And then in the midst of that, when God's saying everything's going to be okay, but it's like everything is going in slow motion. And I just realized, you know, there's nothing I could do. I could fuss. I can go into depression. I could do all these different things, allow these things to happen. But it's still, the situation is going to still be the same until it changes. Because there's a time for everything, as it says in Ecclesiastes, I believe it's chapter 3. There's a time for everything under the sun. There's a time for everything. We can't rush time. We have to deal with our situations. And sometimes it's like that situation just doesn't change. It's that annoying thing that just stays right there. But yet, it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. So even in the midst of that, those things, if I say I want to please God, I have to walk in faith. I've got to believe that he upholds his word. You know, Spencer writes this. He says, music helps a lot. Music helps a lot. And that's so true. Spencer, music does help a lot. You know, I think I'm just going to take some time after this show and just this broadcast and just listen to some music, get my mind right. I want you guys to know that every preacher who preaches, they're preaching to themselves first. You know, they might not let you know that, but God's giving them that word for them then to share with everyone else. You know, Montrell writes this. Hey, Montrell, I love a word that was given to me recently. Don't let the now you sabotage the future you. Don't let the now you sabotage the future you. We are to reinforce our faith, not only for where we are, but where we are going. That is so, so true. That is so, so true. And that's one of my points I was going to say. I'm going to say it in a little while. But you know what? That is so true, Montrell. Don't let the now you sabotage the future you. And one of the things I want to say is this. When we do things in haste, and we do things that are so emotional, when we are emotionally charged, sometimes we make the worst mistakes and we sabotage everything because we're just going on in the heat of the moment. You know, reinforcing your faith is so, so important. And that's a very, very good one. Don't let the now you sabotage the future you. And God, guys, I want to also tell you about the fact about reinforcing your faith. Reinforcing your faith also breathes new life into your situation. Have you ever felt like when you're going through something? Yes, glory to God, Trina. Have you ever felt like when you're going through something, it's like, I cannot take this anymore, and then you just get a break. It's like the heavens open. It's like God says, you know, to the enemy, you know, you can't touch this. You can't touch my servant. You can't touch my servant. You cannot mess with him right now. And you just have that breather moment. And you say, and relax. Reinforcing your, and then you feel good. You feel like, yes, I can make it. Or better yet, have you ever had a backache? And you're walking and you had to sit down for like 30 seconds to get a break, and then you stand back up and you feel good. You can walk, you can carry on. Same thing with reinforcing your faith. Reinforcing your faith breathes new life into your situation. You know, it renews your mind. Romans 12:2, it says this: but be transformed. I love the I love King James Version. I'm gonna read the NIV version. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. When you renew your mind, you can see better. When you're all emotional and you're dealing with issues, you can barely think. I don't know about you, I can barely think. I can barely concentrate because I'm going through so much. But when you renew your mind, you're able to see better. The same thing happens when you reinforce your faith. When you encourage yourself in the Lord, when you encourage yourself and you renew your mind, yes, I will believe in you. I will continue to put my trust in you, Lord. You renew your mind. It's like, oh, yeah, I can do this, Lord. You know, I don't know what I was going through a minute ago, but, yeah, I can do this. I know that I might have been going through, I might have been complaining. Please forgive me, God. But I know that I can run this race. I know that I can do this journey. Are you guys with me? You know, what do you guys think about that part, about renewing your mind? You know, it breathes a new life to your situation. You can look at the situation from a different angle. God can speak to you. But if you don't renew your mind and you're going through that stuff, you're not going to hear what God is saying to you because your emotions are in control. People who are they're saying whatever they're saying to you, and you can't concentrate. The enemy's saying different things. Sometimes you just need to say, stop. I want to hear what the Lord says. Turn off your electronics. Go into your quiet room. Go into your prayer closet. Go into your prayer closet. You know, they say, used to say, saints used to say back in the day, tarry on your knees until the Holy Spirit comes. Renew your mind. How do you renew your mind? By reading the Word. You got to read the Word. What is God saying to you? You know, sometimes you have to turn that music off, especially if it's not music that's godly. And talking about everything else. You know, if you're depressed, you're not going to listen to a depressed singer. A depressed song. You need something that's going to encourage you. You know, renewing your mind helps you. It helps you to see things clear, and then it helps you to get everything else out of your mind. Everything that you've been going through out of your mind. It's like when I come home, sometimes I don't even want to have a conversation with anyone. I just want to come home and just spend some private time, quiet times, just reflecting on what God has been doing and in my life, and just reflecting on what's happened today. So reinforcing your faith renews your mind. It also gives you that extra push to go forward. Reinforcing your faith gives you that extra push. It's like, you know what? Yeah, I can. It's just like this, when you're hungry and you're fatigued and you've worked all day and you come home and there's some food there you can eat. You can sit down and relax. Once you've relaxed, you feel so much better. You're getting up, you feel so much better. Thank you for sharing my video, JR. I love you. You feel so much better. You feel renewed. It's like, yeah, I can do this. Have you ever had that thing that you wanted to do and you needed to do, but you did not have that strength to do it? Same thing with reinforcing your faith. It gives you an extra push to go forward. Sometimes you have to say, I believe I can. And we talk about life, the power of life and death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So now, and Spencer writes this, but you beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. That is so true. We've got to build ourselves up in the holy faith praying in the Holy Spirit. For those of you who feel that with the Holy Spirit, evidence of speaking in tongues, sometimes it's, you know, you've got to take that time to pray in your heavenly prayer language, a language that even the angels don't understand, but God understands between you and your Creator, to build you up in your most holy faith. But I want you to know, for those who aren't, that God hears our prayers. Praying to God makes a difference. God hears you. God hears you. If you want the Holy Spirit and evidence of bringing in tongues, just pray and ask the Lord for that. Ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit to come into you and, you know, and fill you. If that's your prayer, you can pray that. He, not it. The Holy Spirit is not it. He's part of the Trinity. No, he will come. You know, I just wanted to share that with you. You can have that relationship with God in that way. You know, also reinforcing your faith, guys, it presents a new perspective of your current situation. Have you ever been through the situation and when you've taken that time and you've made a time to get away from it and you sit back and you look at it, you go back to it, and you look at it and it's like, okay, the situation is not as bad as I thought. It's not the end of the world because God has shown you something that you could do to make it, to get out of that situation, to go to the next level. Have you ever experienced that? Now, I've experienced that sometimes. When I've had to leave, walk away from situations and take a breather and come back. The same thing with reinforcing your faith. When you're going through and you feel like you're at the end of your rope, sometimes it just takes a minute just to really reflect and really think about what God has done for you. To really, really think, no, Lord, show me how to look at this situation from your eyes. How do you see it? Because we can look at the situation negatively. We can be objective, or we don't have to be objective. What's the other word? Not objective. It's on the tip of my tongue, but it's not coming to me right now. But you guys are understanding what I'm trying to say, right? Subjective. You can be objective, or you can be subjective. Objective, you're looking at it from an angle where you can be honest and deal with it. Subjectively, you're looking at it based on your worldview, based on your feelings and how you view things. But when you can look at the situation and say, Lord, show me how you look at this situation. How do you look at this situation? I'm telling you guys, I was going through something and God made everything like, the clouds broke away and I saw the sunshine. And here's this last thing that's right here. Lord, did you forget about me? Did you forget about your son? Everything else is opening up and the situation is still right here. And the only thing I heard the Lord say to me, you got to wait. You think I wanted to hear that? I'm being honest. Do you think I wanted to really hear that? You got to wait. And I'm going to tell you this. Have you ever been on the edge of your seat, like I'm on the edge of my seat right now, and my left hand is digging into this armrest? Well, Brian, you said, well, and I was like, you're sitting on your edge, like, I cannot wait, please. Like, if you know how it is when it's time to get off of work, and it's 4:59, or let's say 4:55, it's 4:55. You're like, and it's like, and the person is just talking. You get off at 5 o'clock, and you're like, and you're just like that kid. I had it, you know, and you're just like, I'm waiting for this 5 o'clock to come, and it's not coming quick enough. You know, this reminds me of a funny story. Another instance where I was teaching, I'm a teacher, and I'm a counselor as well. And I was teaching one of my kids who had ADHD, and he could not hold on. What's up, Nick? He could not hold on at all. He's like, Mr. Wright, I gotta tell you something. I said, wait, hold on to that thought. I'm in the middle of something. And he just felt like he just was about ready to explode. Sometimes it's like that when waiting for that perspective, that new perspective of our current situation. We're going through that. We're holding on like, Lord, now I'm ready now. And God was like, wait. And I tell you, I wanted to throw in the towel, you guys, but I remembered I had come too far to turn back now. And I remembered, you know, Jesus sacrificed everything for me. And here I am standing on the edge of something great. What's going on, Nick? I'm doing the show, the Hard Love Radio Show. We're talking about reinforcing your faith. I hope everything's going well with you, man. And so we're talking about a new perspective. So stay here if you can, man, for the next probably 20 minutes. But we're talking about reinforcing your faith and the purpose of reinforcing your faith and why it's important. And I was just basically giving this story basically about having to wait. And in that waiting, having to look at the situation from a different angle. Like, Lord, you know, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to learn from this situation? Because we can lose control. We can lose control of our minds and go crazy because things aren't happening the way we expect them to happen and make it worse. Or we can look at it a different way. Lord, show me how you want me to deal with this situation. Because we're dealing with things, we're dealing with issues, and I'm trying to make it. And I don't want to give up on my faith. I don't want to give up on my hope. I don't want to give up on the dreams I believe you have for me. I don't want to give up what I believe is going to happen. What's going on, Cheryl? Because we talk about faith, and guess what? When we have that faith, I'm going to tell you this. I think, Cheryl, they were without electricity. Right, but God. And Cheryl and her family had to have faith, right, Cheryl? You had to have faith. You had to have faith that God was going to do what he said he's going to do, that he was going to take care. He's going to take care of you. I hope you guys can see me. Sorry about that, guys. Hope you guys can see me. Sorry about that, guys. But you have to have that faith. The same thing. Reinforcing your faith will breathe new life to your situation, but also strengthen you for the next part of the journey. Because you know what happens when we're going through the things that we're going through, when we're experiencing the things that we're experiencing, sometimes we can feel knocked down. I apologize for that slight mishap that might have knocked some of you guys off. Are you guys still with me? You know, but what happens is this. What you go through now prepares you for what's to come next. You know, the Bible says that God doesn't put too much on us that we cannot bear. You know, and when you're going through what you're going through, period, it is for a lesson. And sometimes what we go through is to help us to be able to help someone else who might come through. You know, so we don't go through things just to go through them. We go through things for a reason, whether it's teach us a lesson that we can also share with other people we might come across who might be going through the exact same thing. You know, when it got to this part, amen, Brian, when it got to this part about strengthens you for the next part of the journey, reinforcing your faith, you know, I think about my mom. I think about some of the struggles that she had to go through as a single parent and how her faith was encouraged because she looked at her mother and what her mother had gone through and, you know, having to raise six daughters because my grandfather had passed away. But, you know, when you go through something, it's to strengthen you to go to the next level. So reinforcing your faith, it helps you to fix it up so you can complete the next part of your journey, the next phase of your life. Now, one of the things about it is that you have to look at the faith of your ancestors. Now, when I did go to Hebrews 11, verse 6, where it says that without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. When he kept on reading verse 7, it says, by faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. I'm skipping over some things. Then verse 8, it says, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him on the same promise. Well, he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, in verse 11, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. You know, and I'm skipping over some things, but you guys get the opportunity to read the entire chapter of Hebrews chapter 11. It then says, verse 13, all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Yeah, I'm going to end right there, right there. You know, the point of it is this. And strengthening yourself for the next part of the journey and reinforcing your faith, sometimes you have to look at the faith of those in the Bible, those who are in the Bible by faith, things that they, sometimes God just told them, do X, Y, and Z. You just do it. You might not understand everything, but you just do it. And sometimes, you know, even in our lives, God might tell you, I want you to do this. And all they can do is just be obedient. To see what God is going to do and how God is going to move in your life. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Noah. By faith, Noah. You know, by faith, Enoch. By faith, Abel. You know, by faith. By faith. These people lived by faith. So in reinforcing your faith, sometimes you have to look at those who've lived before you came along. And just read and see how they overcame their situation and how their faith in God took them over to the next level. Sometimes in reinforcing the faith, you got to look and pay attention to the stories and the things they went through. You know, I saw this story, and I'm going to read what Spencer wrote. I saw this story online about this person, this guy. And he was going to leave and go home from, I'm getting the story mixed up because I don't tell the stories exactly right. Sometimes when I'm trying to do these things, unless I have it in front of me, unless I've experienced it firsthand sometimes. But you're with me. What's up, LaDonna? What's going on, cuz? You know, and the person heard what God was saying, make left. They didn't even know why they made left. Make this right. And the guy in the story had stopped, right? God had him stop right in the middle of the block. It was dark out there. He said, go to that brown door. He went to the brown door. Take that, before he went to the door, God was like, take that bag with you. So he took the bag or whatever. Go to the door, knocks on the door. Man comes. He opens the door. I don't know. He said, hold on, I'll be right back. And he heard the man went, you know, he was frantic. The baby was, I think, crying. They didn't have any money for milk or something like that. And he came back. The husband came back, and he's like, excuse me, who are you? And he just said, the guy said, look, I don't know you. I felt led to come here. Here's a bag of milk. Came back, the man cried, you know, I don't have any money. Thank you so much. And the whole moral of the story was really listening to hear from God and be obedient, even when you don't understand. The reason why I say that is that faith that you're hearing correctly, faith, just go ahead and do it, just walk up faith. And I'm not giving you, you know, you have to know that you're hearing from God before you do things, certain things like that. You just got to know. That comes with having that relationship with God. But when you hear a small voice, quiet voice talking to you, telling you, you know, that's not right. Don't give up. You know it's God. Spencer Widow, Spencer writes this, "This book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you have good success." Amen. Let me tell you this. I love Joshua. That's in Joshua, chapter 1, verse 7 or verse 8. I love that book. I love that scripture too, Spencer. Thanks for sharing that. You know, it's about meditating on it day and night. And when you think about it, think about Joshua having followed behind one of the greatest leaders in the Old Testament, Moses. And then he's going to lead the children of Israel to the promised land. Can you imagine what was going through his mind? Can you imagine that he had to reinforce his faith? "This book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. But then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." When you're going through, sometimes we forget. We forget about that part. We forget that we've got to meditate. Reinforcing your faith is the only way you can make it. When you're going through, you don't want to hear the word. You don't want to hear the word. You don't want to deal with people. You just want to be left alone. If you keep the word of God in your mouth, regardless of what you see, regardless of how you even feel, you just say, "Lord, I'm just going to believe and trust in you." You keep your trust in him. That will encourage you. God will keep you. He will bring you through that situation. And not only do we look at our ancestors, look at our ancestors. Look at your ancestors. Think about Harriet Tubman. How she led slaves from the South all the way up to Canada so many times. Faith, reinforcing your faith. Don't you think she had to reinforce her faith? Think about the civil rights movement. Think about all the leaders. Think about all the leaders, those you have read about in books and those who are with them, those who are agents of change. Look at your ancestors. See how they got through because of their faith in God. Not only do we look at them, look at their faith, we study them. We study how they got through. We studied their lives. We studied how they stood out, how they took chances and leaps of faith in their lives. We study them. So not only do we look at their lives, we study their lives. What's up, Gregory? We study their lives so we can learn. Then as we do that, we reinforce our faith. We reinforce our faith in God. Because if God could do it for them, God can do it for me. If God can work in my life, God can work in your life. Then we reexamine our lives. One of my good friends, Denise, she would always tell me, "Look at what God has done for you. Turn around and look behind you. Look at yesterday. Look at last week. Look at last month. Look at the past year. Look at the past years and see what God has done for you. Reexamine your life and what God has brought you through and where God has brought you from. Then you know that you cannot leave God. You know that God is with you, regardless of whatever that situation might appear to be. And I'm telling you, when you think about it, we're still here. People are falling out. Some people are just dying off in seconds. But we have God's grace. We're still here for a reason, for a purpose. Because the purpose for them to leave, we all have an expiration date. When the time comes, the time is going to be here. While we're here right now, let's reinforce our faith. Why? I want you guys to know that all things are possible. What's up, cuz Robert? What's going on? Special thanks for being with me. Know that all things are possible. With man, it's impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. And I think that's Matthew 26:11, I believe so. But with man, it is impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. God has a plan. What's up, Chris? God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for my life. So we got to reinforce our faith. What are we believing in? And if we get off the road and we realize, hey, who am I believing in? Let's get it together. Let's get it together. Let's spend some time. Lord, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe that you have great plans in store for my life. So my situation might be saying something else, but I'm going to believe what your word says. I'm going to believe that you did not create me to just be here, but you created me for the purpose. And I'm going to take that purpose. I'm going to walk out of faith. It's just a matter of action. It's an action plan. We just got to do it. Like Nike says, just do it. Then things come to those who wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He's to strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Thank you for the reason and the season. Yes, Spencer. Thanks for sharing that. Thank you for the reason and season. There's a reason and there's a season. We've been talking about on the show, stepping out in faith. We talked about moving in faith. We talked about creating the action plan. Now, I do admit, I've been going through so much, I have not been committed to write those things down. But you know what? I'm going to do that this week. I'm going to do that. You know, write out a plan. Write out your plan of action. You know, reinforce your faith. Take the time because you're worth it. Take the time because it breathes new life into your situation. Take the time because it strengthens you for the next part, the next leg of the journey. There's a reason why you're going through what you're going through. There's a reason why we're going through what we're going through. Sometimes we don't understand that reason until we're on the other side. But if we take this time to reinforce our faith, reinforce what we believe in. You reinforce what you believe in. You take the time to listen to God. You take time to meditate. Take time to pray. Take time to hear what God has to say to you, what your maker, the one who created you, what he's trying to speak to you in your life, to your circumstances. Read the word. Pray. Ask for understanding. Ask for clarification. But renew your faith. Reinforce your faith. If it's a little wobbly, pull out those instruments. Tighten it up. Tighten it up by remembering by faith Noah built the ark. Even though people were saying that he was crazy. What are you doing? I'm just doing what God told me to do. Reinforce your faith by listening to some music if you need to. Some music that's going to encourage you. Reinforce your faith by having discussion with people of faith, people who believe, people you see who've gone through adversity and who've gone through some things. Speak to them. Hear their story. Think about your ancestors. Think about those people who have fought the good fight and have had some kind of level of victory in their lives. Reinforce your faith. Study their lives. And continue to keep your trust in God, knowing that if you want to please God, you got to please him by your faith. You must believe that he exists. It's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. Even if you're holding on to your last test, that mustard seed of faith, have that faith. Reinforce your faith. Reinforce your grip on your faith. And know that all things will work out for you if you believe. And part of that belief is putting that belief into action. I believe you, God, that you're going to work in my life. But if you don't take the time to take that step, how are you going to know? Reinforce your faith. And then go on and do what it is that God has called you to do in this season. So let us reinforce our faith in God. If we say we want to please him, let's believe that he exists, and that he will reward us for diligently seeking him. But let's reinforce our faith. You know, self-care is so important. How can we help others if we don't take care of ourselves first? Let's do it, guys. Are you guys with me? Wherever you are, if you're in a place, you're saying, God, I need some changes in my life. Just say, Lord, please change me. Please forgive me for my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that you sent him to die on a cross for my sins. I believe you raised him from the dead. I believe that he has all power in heaven and earth in his hands. Please come into my life, come into my heart, and be Lord of my life. If you believe that, say that prayer and reinforce your faith. Read the Word of God. Find a church where you can fellowship with people who believe the Word of God and people who are striving to do what we've been commanded to do in the Word of God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and all your mind. Reinforce your faith. Reinforce what you believe. Sometimes you just have to say, I believe you, God. Regardless of my situation, regardless of what it looks like, I believe. You reinforce yourself. You reinforce your faith. You're going to experience peace. Hopefully a renewed mind, and you can look at your situation differently. God wants the best for you. He wants the best for me. Let's take the time to self-care. Take care of ourselves spiritually, emotionally, physically, in every aspect. I just want to say God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys for tuning in tonight. Reinforce your faith. You know, if this was a blessing for you, please share it on your page. You know, especially said you're with me, and I thank you. Montreal, Mom, Brian, everyone who's come through, I appreciate you guys. Karen, I appreciate all you guys for coming through tonight. Cheryl, Nick, everyone, I appreciate you guys, for JR, for coming through. Trina, God bless you guys. Know that we're going to make it. We are going to make it. You are going to make it. Let's reinforce our faith. Let's take that time to really hear from God and expect a blessing and expect a miracle. God bless you guys. Have a good night.